All right. Yeah, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Drew Morancet. Station's 101.5 UMFM. And yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. This is my first live show of the new year. So congratulations for tuning into that one. You deserve a pat on the back. Go ahead. I'll wait until you reach around and do that. Yeah. So we got how was everybody's holiday season? Hope it was good. Hope it was safe. Hope everybody came out on the other side all right and intact for the most part. Just wanted to let you all know that if you're out there driving right now, please, please be careful. The roads are covered in death sprinkles, and icy death sprinkles are never fun. Yeah. So we got the last show I did was kind of a roundup of the best of 2019. And as always, what seems to happen is I keep discovering more stuff that came out in the last year. So we've got a bit of some late stragglers that need to catch up with the rest of the folks out there. So we're going to play a few new to me stuff that I discovered over the holiday break that came out last year. And had I discovered them sooner, they might have ended up on my best of list, but that's not my fault. That's their fault. They should have been more out there. I'm kidding. So we're gonna start things off with a band out of Switzerland. They're called Coil Guns. Put out an album called Watchwinders last year on Hummus Records, and man, it's a doozy. It's pretty punishing. Tell you what. So yeah. Without further ado, let's take a listen to this. This is Coil Guns on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. This is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Mnenje from Belgrade, Serbia. I was it's Serbian for opinion. The name of that track was "Everything Is Under Control" from their album "Teeth in People." That came out a few years back, actually. So can't say that would have ended up on the best of 2019 list because it came out in 2016. But I did discover it last year, and I've only played it once so far. So I thought it deserved another go around. I really dig it. It's there's something about the noise rock, the underground rock scene in former Yugoslavia is just they got some very interesting stuff, some very unique things that definitely has got a sound of its own. Mammoth before that with that was Caterpillar from their brand new album Itch. That one actually came out right at the start of the year. Those guys are from Athens, Greece. So we'll be playing some more stuff off that album in the near foreseeable future, I could imagine. And Coil Guns started the set off with Broken Records. That was from Watchwinders out on Hummus Records. And like I said, they were from Switzerland, came out in October 2019. So didn't end up on my radar until late last year. So and what we got coming up? A couple of bands out of Chicago put out some great albums last year that they put them out in November, and again I didn't really hear about them until it was too late. So we're going to give them a spin now. We're going to start it off with Juna. Put out their album Ex Voto on Triple I Industries, and the name of the song is called Mirrors for Narcissists. This is Juna on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
Join the dark side of drag with Slut Factory on February 2nd for Villains, a drag showcase celebrating the bad and beautiful. Winnipeg's best and brightest will be cooking up their evil schemes alongside special guest Elegante at Club 200, 190 Gary Street. Doors are at 8, show at 9, and as always, cover is only $5. So come to Club 200 on February 2nd and see why it feels so good to be bad.
All right, you're tuned into Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Lullaby Orchestra from Toronto. That was This Is a Storm from their Threats Worship album. That was released on Vice Records a few years back, probably. I don't know, maybe 10 or so years ago or something. Yeah, Vice used to release records. Crazy. The Starved, also from Toronto. Before that, that was Tattered Kill. It was a digital single they put out late last year. They put out another one earlier this year. And I have their previous EP, and I really like their kind of arty, noisy rock and roll. Yeah, it's good stuff. I'll probably play the other track sometime in the near future. No Men from Chicago before that. That was track was called When I'm Dead. That's from Hell Was So Full We Came Back. It was released late last year on Let's Pretend Records. And that is my newest favorite song right now. So there you go. Juna, before they started the set off with Mirrors for Narcissists off their newest album, Ex Voto, released on Triple I Industries. Both those bands from Chicago. Both of them released their album in November of last year. And both of them missed my best of 2019 list. So they're here now. That's all I got to say. So up next here, this one's going back to 2016, but I only recently discovered it. Band out of Lombardy, Italy, called Demikov. And this is some pretty punishing stuff. I think it's all instrumental. It's very post-rock or post-metal, you know, kind of in the vein of Neurosis, that type of stuff. We're going to hear a track called Hammer is the Most Underrated Surgical Tool. How can you go wrong with a name like that? So the name of the album is Experimental Transplantation of Vital Organs. Again, this is brilliant, brilliant stuff. The names of the songs and albums alone are brilliant, but the music, I'll let you judge that for yourself. Here we go. This is Demikov on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. All right. Wow. We're back. This is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. That was Nudist from Florence, Italy. That was a track called Black Heart off their off of a new live. I don't know if it's a single of some sort. It's a number of Italian bands did some live stuff for Produzioni Rumorose. I don't know. It's I don't know if it's like a label there or if it's a recording studio. But Bazooko did also some stuff for that too. They put out a couple of tracks. Actually, they did a Scratch Acid cover, I think. Or no, it was a Jesus Lizard cover. Yeah, they did a Jesus Lizard cover for that one. Maybe I'll have to play that sometime in the near future. And Demikov started the set off with Hammer is the Most Underrated Surgical Tool. That's from Experimental Transplantation of Vital Organs. That's released by Weird Tape Records 2016. All right, so what we got left here? Okay. Going to do a couple of tributes here. Over the last month, there's couple of passings in the rock and roll world of note. Most recently, Neil Peart from Rush passed away. So I'm going to play a couple of covers of some Rush songs because everybody's probably heard the originals millions of times, and we don't need to do that again. So we're going to hear something from Sacrifice and something from The Suplex. Here we go. This is Sacrifice on a Sorted Hour, 101.5 UFM. All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Just about out of time here. We're just listening to Suplex doing their cover of Working Man, originally by Rush. And Sacrifice started the set off with Anthem from their split with Propagandhi. We're going to finish things off with a bit of a tribute to Dave Riley, bassist for Big Black, passed away. I think it was right near the end of December. So we're going to hear a track from the Headache EP by Big Black. And also, if you don't notice, I start the show off every week with Big Black's bombastic intro. So, yeah, anyways, we're going to hear Grinder, and then we'll hear a cover of El Dopa. All right, so thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour, and stay tuned next week where I'll be back again. Stay tuned for this, that, and the other, and here we go. This is Big Black on Assorted Hour.
Fix me all right.